Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 36, found in Grade 4, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 36 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 43 in Part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 36. This is a two-part question. In Part A, the student is asked to draw a large X on the shapes that are quadrilaterals. In Part B, the student is asked to write how many sides a pentagon has. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response has the three quadrilaterals correctly identified for Part A, and for Part B includes the answer of 5 sides for the number of sides of a pentagon. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 45. Here we will find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the three quadrilaterals have been correctly identified for Part A. And for Part B, the student has correctly answered that a pentagon has 5 sides. Let's move on to the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. For Part A, the student has placed the identifying X's above the three quadrilaterals and not directly on them, which is acceptable. For Part B, the answer of 5 sides for a pentagon is also correct. Let's take a look at the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is partially correct. In Part A, the student has marked the triangle, but not the quadrilaterals, but Part B is correct. Our fourth guide paper is a score point 1. This paper is also only partially correct. The quadrilaterals are correctly identified in Part A. However, in Part B, the number of sides for a pentagon is incorrect. The final paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 0. In Part A, only 2 of the 3 quadrilaterals are correctly identified, and one shape is incorrectly identified as a quadrilateral. The answer for Part B is incorrect also. Even though some of the shapes are identified correctly, holistically speaking, this is not considered sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the task. Please take a moment to review these 5 guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 36, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 26. For part A, only one of the quadrilaterals is marked, and for part B, the answer is incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Moving on to practice set 27, we find an incorrect shape identified in part A. In part B, the number of sides given for the pentagon is correct, so this response receives a score of 1. Next, we have practice set 28. The quadrilaterals are correctly identified in part A, and the answer in part B correctly states a pentagon has 5 sides. This response is complete and correct and earns a score of 2. Now, let's review practice set 29. In part A, only 2 of the 3 quadrilaterals are correctly identified, and part B is incorrect. Holistically, the maximum score that can be earned is a score of 1. This means that even if part B were correct, this response could not receive a 2 because part A is incomplete. Therefore, this response receives a score of 1. Our final practice set for this question is practice set 30. There are no quadrilaterals identified in part A, but part B is correct. The X drawn under the prompt for part A is considered to be irrelevant. This response receives a score of 1. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the scoring leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.